Today's program has been brought to you by 360 Cookware. Their stainless steel cookware uses vapor technology to cook better tasting, more nutritional food. To learn more and receive 20% off, click their logo on our website, heritageradionetwork.org.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Eat me.
All right, it is Thursday morning, and you have tuned to a special studio session at theheritageradionetwork.org. I'm your host, Erin Fairbanks, and we are live in studio with Devaney Nicholas. Devaney is the marketing and PR director for Food Network's South Beach Wine and Food Festival, coming up on its 12th year. Is that right?
Yes, 12 years.
Oh, man, congrats. So for folks who've never been to a food festival, never been down to Miami, can you paint us a little bit of a picture when we show up? What are we talking about?
Sure. You're talking about 4 days of unlimited wine, spirits, culinary talent. You're talking about South Beach. You're talking about the amazing restaurants, great destination, and just a massive gourmet extravaganza of everything you could possibly hope for as a foodie.
Yeah. This is kind of starting to be the season of food festivals. I know out in San Francisco, they've got the Good Food Awards and the, I'm totally blanking on the Fancy Food Show this weekend. And one of the things that I think is so cool about these awards is a great chance to see a lot of people in one spot, taste a lot of great food. But I'm sitting here looking through like 15 pages of chefs and presenters and events. And so how do people manage that all? I mean, how do you choose?
It's a great question, because there is so much that goes into planning a food festival, albeit the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival, the Food Network New York City Wine and Food Festival, or the Aspen Classic. There's so much that goes into it that you really do want to pick out, pour through the website, and plan with what you're interested in, because what each festival does offer is a really unique experience. So whether it's a wine seminar, a large format tasting, a late night cocktail party, or an afternoon happy hour, there's something for everybody's taste bud.
And I mean, I'm just curious if I can get, looking through it, if I was going, I'd be like, oh, I want to check out Mike Anthony and Andrew Carmelini and Bruce Sherman, who we're big fans of here at the network. But what is like a reasonable goal to visit? Where should I like draw the line? Do I want to go to like 15 places? Do I want to like check out two? Like what should I be shooting for?
So the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival has 50 events over the 4 days. You can't physically get to all of them, I promise you. I've tried. so you want to pick out what is best for your schedule, depending on when you get into town. But I would say you definitely want to check out the day events. You want to do something during the day. And then when it comes to the evening, it all depends on your taste. If you want to go to an evening event and then book a dinner reservation later, you can do that, or you can go to one of our large format tasting events and kind of spend the entire day doing the South Beach Wine and Food Festival.
So who goes to these festivals? I mean, who's the clientele, and can we still get tickets?
Absolutely. You can still get tickets. There are still tickets available at SobeFest.com. But the clientele is passionate fans, passionate foodies, everyone who loves Food Network, but everyone who also loves, the Andrew Carmelinis of the world and Scott Conant and all of these incredible, diehard culinary talent. But then you also have, the aficionados, the wine lovers that really love the seminars and the unique experiences and the caliber of wines and spirits offered at the festival. And then you have all of the industry leaders and hospitality leaders down there as well. It's a great platform for networking, and it's a great platform for a learning experience as well.
Yeah, I was a little curious. I'm like, what are the after parties like?
Oh, they're a lot of fun.
Find someone who knows someone.
That's true. But we do have a lot of after parties that are part of the festival as well. Our marquee event, Moët Hennessy's The Q, which this year is being hosted by Paula Dean and her sons, Jamie and Bobby Dean, has an entire after party component to it called Moët Hennessy's The Q After Dark. And Curtis Stone is hosting that for us this year. So there's an entire after party component that everybody has a chance to be a part of.
Awesome. And I'm curious, do you notice, I mean, you've been doing this for a while, you've got to see a lot of different festivals. Are there kind of trends that emerge as a result of the festival or even at the festival? I mean, I noticed kind of perusing through, like I said, 15 pages of events. Like, I saw ceviche a couple of times, but are there things that kind of jump out or are thematic or that, you know, you can pull apart from your experience?
Absolutely. So you're right. We do have several things this year focused on ceviche. And we also have a fried chicken party this year. It's called Chicken Coop. And it's actually a fried chicken and champagne event. So we've gone ahead and taken a comfort, you know, comfort American classic, and we've paired it with, you know, the creme de la creme of the wine world with sparkling champagne. So we have all these different events. We have our marquee Amps Delight Burger Bash, Moet Hennessy's The Q, which is a barbecue event. So we have all of these things that are themed around specific, you know, ingredients or specific types of food. And it really does lend to what's trendy in dining right now.
And I'm just curious, like, you know, as we're tucking into the new year, like any Food Network resolutions, any like anything that we should be like trying to, you were like, this year Food and Wine, I'm not gonna or I'm gonna.
I think what I always recommend people do is when you're at our marquee event, the Whole Foods Market Grand Tasting Village, which is our signature huge white tents on the beach between 10th and Ocean Drive and 13th and Ocean Drive, take advantage of drinking water in between all of the booze. There are, you know, 80 to 100 different wine and spirit suppliers there pouring wine. You're getting cocktails. So you're all over the place when you're mixing your booze at the festival. But take advantage of the water in between. And my other tip is don't wear heels in the sand.
Lesson learned the hard way, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. You can twist your ankle more than once.
We are going to take a quick break to hear a short drop from our sponsor. When we come back, I want to go through a couple more survival tips, maybe some top 10 do's and don'ts, and hear a little bit about some of the charitable works that are the result of the festival. So hang tight, we'll be right back.
This one's called Morning by Tom Cruise on the heritageradionetwork.org. Today's program has been brought to you by AmeriCraft. AmeriCraft and 360 Cookware are proud sponsors of HeritageRadioNetwork.org. AmeriCraft is an American company, and like Heritage Radio Network, they provide the best. Their 360 Cookware is made of the highest quality ingredients, like United States steel. It is made in the greenest cookware manufacturing plant in the world. AmeriCraft makes great cookware and is focused on improvement. 360 Cookware is their exclusive line. It's a contemporary line of cookware and bakeware intended to let you, the Heritage Radio Network listeners, have a unique cooking experience. Its vapor seal allows food to be cooked in its natural juices, preserving all of the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients without added water, oils, or fats. 360 Cookware invites you to learn more about how this process works on their website, www.360cookware.com.
All right, we are back. You have tuned into a special studio recording at theheritageradionetwork.org, and we are in studio with Devaney Nicholas of the Food Network's South Beach Wine and Food Festival. We are getting tips from an insider, how to survive the festival, how to make a plan. So before the break, Devaney, you made some points. You're like, drink the water, don't wear heels.
Absolutely.
But let's really break it down. You know, I go online, I buy my ticket, and then I show up at the festival. Like, where do I go from there?
What do you do? How do you make sense of these huge tents on the beach? Well, take advantage of the maps that are given to you when you go in. You want to take advantage of mapping out, okay, I want to see this chef. I want to see Bobby Flay, or I want to see Michael Simon, or I want to see Mark Murphy. You want to take advantage of where they are, look at the map, and go see them. You know, make an effort to get to their stations if that's who you want to see. And then the other thing I recommend with a lot of our large tasting events is I think people who may have never been to the festival before walk in and they're a bit overwhelmed because you walk into this self-made venue on the beach. So it's very easy to be overwhelmed when there are 40 chefs in front of you. But I think what you want to do is you want to go all the way to the back of the venue and you want to go opposite of where the crowd is, because none of our large format tasting events have a specific route that you have to follow. So go opposite the crowd and don't worry about kind of going where everybody else is, because you might have a chance to see more where there's less people.
And then just make your way around.
Exactly. Make your way around. Try everything. I can tell you that over the years, some of the chefs at like the Amstel Light Burger Bash, which is one of our most iconic events as part of the festival, over the years, some of the portions have gotten bigger and bigger. So my favorite thing to do is go with friends. You split up, everybody get a burger, and then everybody meet back in the center of the event, and everyone takes one bite of every burger.
Otherwise, you're there in front of five burgers, which kind of sounds like my dream come true because I'm a burger girl, but I think I would probably follow your advice.
But if you want to try them all, you can really only fit one bite, I promise.
So I'm at the festival. I've got my strategy mapped out. I'm going against the crowd. What about packing or wearing or what do I bring? I mean, is it going to be, I know it's Miami, so it's hot, but is it hot in the tents and how do I plan for that?
It is. It's warm. And who doesn't want to be on South Beach in February? But it's definitely warm. So my advice is, ladies, you know, make sure you have a purse, make sure you have your hands free. Guys are so lucky. They have pockets and they can put everything away. So make sure you have your hands free, because you're going to want to grab all the free stuff that's coming at you, all the handouts and the gifts from sponsors, and your beer or your wine, you're going to want to have that. At our Whole Foods Market Grand Tasting Village, we actually have these beautiful lanyards that hold your wine glass for you. So you can hold about 3 to 4 different plates of food and also have your wine glass right there in front of you.
You're good to go. Well, all right. So sounds like an awesome time. And you know, you've mentioned there's a lot of different, obviously, chefs. There's a lot of different sponsors involved. And I'm curious, you know, is this a big fundraiser for something, or where's the money going?
Absolutely. So the festival's going into its 12th year. All of our funds go to the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at Florida International University. Over the past 12 years, we've raised about $17 million to date.
Wow.
For the school. We're very excited. This year, we'll be opening a brand new teaching restaurant at the school. It seats about 150 people and has a brand new 4,200 square foot kitchen. And what we're doing is, the festival is an educational platform. So the students that you see at the festival, this is their hands-on learning experience. We provide a real life experience for these students to do a major culinary event and work alongside the greatest chefs and winemakers in the world.
That's awesome. And if for people who want to follow, you know, who either aren't able to make it or are at the festival and want to have the most up-to-date kind of Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, where do we find you? What are the hashtags? How do we kind of like stay on top?
Absolutely. So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SobeWFF. Our hashtag is #SobeWFF. And then you can follow our founder and director, Lee Brian Schrager, at Lee_Schrager on Twitter. He provides the best updates, the best behind the scenes pictures. He's really the inside scoop to the festival that weekend.
Right behind you, I'm sure. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like, where is she? I'm gonna follow you around. Awesome. And then you guys do, I mean, the Food Network Food and Wine Festivals happen more than just just in Miami once a year. So if people can't make it to Miami, what should they be looking forward to?
So you should be looking forward to October 17th through the 20th, 2013. We'll be here at the Food Network New York City Wine and Food Festival. And this fall, Food Network itself will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. So you can surely expect a major party here in New York City.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that and partying in our hometown. This has been a special studio recording with the Heritage Radio Network. As always, stay tuned in for more. We are a member-supported organization, so if you like what you hear, please visit us at www.heritageradionetwork.org and make a donation. Feed me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.